Hello, welcome to the fireworks. Hail the King podcast. As always, on your fucking ghost of a host, Reiner King, the Hail the King. Hayoka King, because my last name is King, and I am Hayoka, and it has nothing to do beyond that. I am the Hayoka King, because my last name is King, and I am a Hayoka. There's no King of Hayokas, and it's not me. I do not have to clarify this for anyone. I just feel it's necessary to say for my own amusement. You know what they say? They say, hey, what's the day today, thing? Oh, it's Wednesday, hump day, March 20th, 2024. 2024. Oh, it's a mouthful, isn't it? You know, it's a mouthful. Fucking food in your mouth that you need to swallow. Yeah. Get myself a nice sippy whippy of my yummy wummy sippy yummy juice sippy yummy yummy juice sippy yummy juice sippy yummy juice. Yeah, a nice little sip of my sippy yummy juice, grinding up some cilantro's. Actually, I got an idea. Give me a moment. Alright, we're back. We are back after some technical herb bullshit. Today I decided I'm gonna dig into this African dream herb and see what it's all about. And a nice blend. Ooh. Take all this. Oh, this herb will give me the mighty bounty. I know it will. Why? Why else would my witch friends give me magical herbs if they were not useful in my adventures? See what I mean? Very nice. What I can do is just make this my dreamer blend. This is special weed that I have saved for you and I, brother. This is dreamer blend. What's your intention? To fucking chill and hang out? I'm telling you. There's more beyond the measure of just saying, oh, hey, I'm a hippie, or, oh, hey, I'm a trad goth. Like, dude, you know what the labels were designed to do? To fucking destroy you in your fucking mind. Your mind is a fucking... the most successful people that I know in alternative culture field. And the ones that tell me, yo, goth ain't no music or set of movies you gotta watch. Goth is literally just like, I don't know, a structural of what things are in design. It's more like Black Sheep. Manufactured architecturally. It's like, that could be through music, that could be through fucking food, that could be through guided clothing. Onset, you know, if you think what's goth clothing, you generally think of one target bullshit. I don't care. I'm not fighting no one in the comments. I've smoked crack. I've smoked meth, I've smoked heroin, I've done it all. Well, I'm just trying to say, maybe there's more life than just smoking shit. find herself further and further away. Translucency inside of my soul, the only thing that I've ever really known. Sitting there, the spelled out shame, it's been on there, empty, you make a limb of my groan. I'm saying that I'm at the dirt. Dream to just think about you and every other person that is up here from by. You sitting there with my dry eyes, can't even cry. Mr. Hayoka King was once a very avid pale soul himself. Looks like he didn't cry. Divided by the foresights, darkness, green. Now, this is the most important part of the grinding method. This is what I like to call the refinery grind. This is when you take the initial grind that you just ground up, and you grind it again at an angle, upside down. A fine grind, if you will. You see, years go by, and I understand the importance of bringing not to the past, but to the abundance of what's relevant. It's not about staying in the present. It's about staying what's relevant. It's what you can do, what you can feel, you know? You can't worry about anything at all. You know? We just be doing things. That fine grind is coming to a halt soon. That was a fast power glide, huh? She said there was a time in her life where she smoked an abundance of what she would call fine herb. That fine herb was held at marrow point. And we were deceived of its true purposes. It seemed to step upon the subconscious, the subcorneal cortex of the mind beyond the pineal gland, the fourth eye, or as we called it, the waking spirit eye. This is where hyper-cognition dwells. As you can see, this particular weed mixture it brims with the power of the dream. A unique concoction that I've made here. It's half nego of marijuana and half dreamer of African dreamer. Ooh. I spent my days getting bad posture sitting in chairs as hobbies. My hobbies were chair bound because I wasn't fucking running and jumping and climbing off shit. Thank you. Just influence something. Contractual. I just got lost in it all. Sorry. I was missing for so long because I was always trying to be what I needed to be for me, to try to look cool for me and the relevance of what other people measure it, which wasn't me. Something else flickered in my mind was just wandering, you could say. Stuck inside the voice of the man that doesn't swim no more. Man that don't fucking climb the terrace or the dirt. Stand upon its steeple like a pirate ship mast. Screaming like a banshee into the half moon night. The half moon's come and gone and went. And I'm sitting here saying, oh, those fires in the woods, tense, just standing, sitting, slumbered all around. I'm not even sure this isn't a word. My friends and I once walked into the woods with a dog-ridden town, trampled across the forest of an old fort. That still stood from the 1800s, from the wars of old. Rust Bowl upon the cannons, we stooped downward to find a clearing where we gathered stick and stone. We built ourselves a mighty fine furnace fire pit, where we had like good fucking food. We were cooking it up. Police walked right by us. We were in a state park just cooking food. And it goes to show you, this was like fucking 4 years ago now. Damn. Don't you understand? I've tried my best. Screaming into an eternal island as it opens, revealing quick turning flocks of chaos, the pupil focusing erratically in all positions, but exacting itself for split seconds back on my own image. It squinted as if in anger, to draw closer. I repeated myself with more frustration as the wind with the fallen angels drew near. I did my best. Fuck. I did as good as I could fucking get. And all I tried, I did. With what time is, you can't just say I'm done. Don't, I'm not saying that, but I did everything I could. The shadow of the ancient falcon emerged from the fire-burnt sky, opening its maw and jaw towards me. But it's made of shadow, so it can't affect their realm. But it's still very collectively spooky as shit. You don't want to mess with this thing. Fuck. Big, scary bird creature. It's a demon of shadows. And it doesn't have any physical bearing on the world. So it's one of the biggest horrifying jokes out there when it comes to Apocalypto. Regardless, the Light in the Dark is just similar, you know? When you think of light and dark, think of good and evil. But what if I gave you this question? What do you think is exactly at that point where the light and dark touch? What do you think is right there? Huh? And you can't even say, like, the real world. The real world, yeah, I suppose. But light and dark exist in the world. So, no. This is a different mindset, a different degree of playing to reality, to the universe. So, this dimensional plane... strange bit of flowing ether, similar to the essence of the life soul, and the energy wave, like fucking squid, octopus-like being, constantly pulsing back and forth within the web of the board. The real world exists inside of the gray world or the void. And adjacent to that is the abyss. And I guess that's really it, honestly. Anything else is just like an extension of something. Like an inter world, not an outer world. There's not that many outer realms. There's more inner realms than there are outer realms of us. And then there's temper realms. And I guess with the extent that the temper realm could become an inner realm in the temper realm, that could go beyond its own physics and stem to the physics of a new realm where it could then create an ether realm that could be above, but the laws of, you know, void, because the abyss and the void are unique. You can't go beyond nothing. So beyond nothing, the physics of one realm cannot affect the physics of another realm. Unless it is a branching of that realm, which even still there are divine physics, where the divine physics is unique because divine physics are, there's like way too many fucking laws in the divine physics, but divine physics basically state that even in the event of another reality universe, adjacent, you know, parallel universe, those would have just instantly adjust to our laws of physics. And there's nothing that would state that energy amassment of any abundance would do anything besides, you know, now you have more intention. Intention's energy. More than physical matter doesn't really doing things. It's constantly fluctuating. And something else from our realm is always going out when we receive something from another realm. It's like that. It's like a cancerous neutron that beyond itself are more pulsatings of a larger neutron. It's
explain to them the great world of what today is, you can ask yourself, are you trying to find wisdom, or are you accepting that there's a potential form of clarity beyond what you assume wisdom is? You see, scholarly is unique. Scholarly is a mixture of wisdom and knowledge. Wisdom comes from experience, while knowledge comes basically from understanding. Scripture or anything. Any grasp of anything will give you knowledge. But think of one as ability, and just one as, like, trivia, I guess.
I existed in the realm that was beautiful. I existed in the realm that was filled with peace and joy. But something happened in that little world. Something I wasn't accounting for. And I guess what it comes down to most is you can be delusional of any aspect in your life. If other people want to call you delusional, that's their perception. But if you're being actively delusional, you probably know that as well. Like, let's say I gotta be in Sudan. I could go in the hot tub. 104 degrees. That'd make my joints feel nice. Ooh, tip low. Slide to the right. Slide to the left. Chuckle. Shuffle. Slide. Back to the right. Tap. Back to the left. Oh. I didn't try to explain much to them besides I was listening the whole time. But I can be able to still talk, listen, move, listen to something else, listen to 10 more things, move the opposite way, read words at the back of my mind. I told them, I said, hey, I may know you as a friend, but understand I'm seeing a world of glistening lights, expanding, moving dreams, with animals, people smiling, people frowning, people scolding each other, pointing fingers, pointing all sorts of gestures at each other, interacting with groups, interacting with enemies, being handed down knowledge, being handed down bigotry, being handed down everything, you know, concepts of all kinds of envy. And I'm existing in the world where I'm just moving around in my own eyes. I'm going to tell the listen. It's not as hard as you think, but that's the hardest part of it. Driving a car at night, trying to be more sad and heartbroken and radical and angry than needed to be. It was just part of the persona of trying to have fun with a lot of drugs and have melodies in the art. Just cool music, blasting around, sick of red, light it up, whipping on the ground, explodes. Turning light on red is always fucking cool, remember that. And more often than not, going to multiple stop signs is faster. If you're just an asshole and you can stop quickly, look left and right and keep going. This is the thing, you just gotta go to a complete stop. Yeah, I mean, just use your own judgment. If you look like you're an asshole, but not that much of an asshole, come on, they're looking for assholes. You know what I mean? Like, fuck.
Should I even say that? I want to be respectful towards the world, but I've been done in the blackboard. Taking away my privilege is a desire to say, I'm a thing that I've ever been. Ah!
Don't even rap, but I'm not even African. You already understand what's going on. That's how this is a podcast I pay for. That means I'm allowed to say fuck. If I want to. Today I took two orange trees. Took them out of one pot, separated into two pots, because now they're not even saplings, now they're fucking humans. I got two separate orange trees. Oh, orange trees smell kind of funky. I'm going to be selling them. Yeah, it is a beautiful world that we all live in, don't you think? Hey friends, what's up? Shadow access 3-2-1 3-2-1 3-3-3-3-2-3-2-3-2-1 Yeah, let's go. Let's go. Yeah. We got a shotgun in the chest. Fluke Bach whammy. Smoking in my jammies. Tell me something. Do you remember it was like the first time on a PlayStation 2 when you could look up on the fucking Google? PSP. 2006, 2007. I'm on my PSP and the internet, Wi-Fi. Looking up porn. Looking up game facts. Looking at pictures of tits. Looking at cool tattooed backs. I'm hanging out. Grand Theft Auto of San Andreas cheats. The debug mode. PS2. Final Fantasy X.
Is that me walking around as Yuna instead of as Tinas? And do I have the airship at the beginning of the game? Interesting. On a PS2? This episode is brought to you by Circle. Fucking water beverage. You get these fancy water bottles and you put these different flavor pods from third party companies. You put that shit in and it tastes fucking sippy, yummy, juicy. It's water, it's zero calories, but it'll definitely give you cancer, but it tastes good. So, here we go. Also, this is a, Bad Weekend Productions, Bad Weekend Production Company, Bad Weekend Music Group, Ancient Town Music Group, other creative and commons of the Bad Weekend extensive plan of bullshit and all that. Yeah, it was nice seeing you again.
March 20th, 2024. Oh yeah.
What?
We only
20? What? No way. Are you telling me I'm gonna be alive in the year 2058? That's almost disgusting.
Tell me I'm gonna be alive in the year 2072.
You trying to tell me that 2083 would be the last year I'm alive?